Welcome to the Space Daily Brief, where we bring you the latest updates, groundbreaking developments, and key insights shaping the future of space exploration and technology. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, SpaceX launches a giant Mars rocket with Elon Musk and former President Donald Trump watching. Second, NASA might have accidentally killed life on Mars. Third, NASA has received a laser communication more than 466 million kilometers from Earth. Fourth, the Naval Research Laboratory has developed robotics capable of servicing satellites. Lastly, a major summit hosted in Brisbane discusses artificial intelligence and robotics in space exploration. In today's mission updates, we're focusing on SpaceX's groundbreaking launch. SpaceX, led by Elon Musk, has successfully launched its highly anticipated giant Mars rocket. This monumental event took place with a special guest in attendance, former President Donald Trump. The launch signifies a significant milestone in SpaceX's mission to make interplanetary travel a reality. The rocket, designed to carry humans to Mars in the future, is a testament to the advancements in space technology and exploration. Let's dive into one of the most intriguing stories of the day. NASA might have accidentally killed life on Mars, and this revelation comes from a theory that has been gaining traction among scientists over the years. The story takes us back to 1976, when NASA's Viking 1 lander sent twin landers to study Mars. The mission aimed to detect microbial life, but the results were mixed, with some experiments showing positive signs and others not so much. One significant aspect of the Viking missions was the detection of chlorinated organics. Initially dismissed as contamination from Earth due to cleaning fluids, this discovery has since been reevaluated. Recent Mars missions, like Curiosity and Perseverance, have confirmed the presence of indigenous organic compounds, reigniting interest in what the Viking landers might have found. The heart of the current debate is the theory proposed by astrobiologist Dirk Schulze-Makuch from the University of Berlin. He suggests that the Viking landers might have killed life on Mars by applying too much water when analyzing samples. Schulze-Makuch argues that life on Mars could be vastly different from life on Earth, potentially adapting to the hyper-arid Martian conditions. The water used in the experiments might have overwhelmed these dry-adapted microbes, effectively drowning them. This theory challenges NASA's long-standing follow-the-water strategy, which assumes that life requires water to thrive. Schulze-Makuch advocates for future experiments to consider the possibility of life that can exist without immediate access to water, perhaps near hygroscopic compounds or salts. This perspective suggests that the Viking missions might have found more than previously believed, prompting calls for a new dedicated mission to test these hypotheses and explore the potential for life on Mars with fresh eyes. In our Tech Advances segment today, we're spotlighting an impressive achievement by NASA: the successful transmission of laser communication over a staggering 466 million kilometers. This breakthrough comes from the Deep Space Optical Communications Technology Demonstrator, which exchanged messages with the Psyche spacecraft, marking a record-setting distance between Earth and Mars. The Psyche mission is a testbed for NASA's new laser communication system, which promises to revolutionize data transmission in space. Unlike traditional radio waves, the laser system uses a near-infrared laser to transmit data up to 100 times faster. This isn't because the laser travels faster. Light always zips along at 300,000 kilometers per second, but because it can pack more data into each transmission due to its higher frequency. Since its launch in October 2023, the Psyche spacecraft has already downloaded about 11 terabits of data through DSOC. In one compelling test, it even managed to broadcast a 4K video of a cat from 30 million kilometers away. At its peak, the system achieved a transmission rate of 267 megabits per second when the spacecraft was 53 million kilometers from Earth, a speed reminiscent of fiber optic connections we're familiar with here. The implications of these developments are profound. high-speed, robust communication links are crucial for future deep space missions, particularly those involving manned missions to the moon and the first trips to Mars. This technology could significantly enhance our ability to explore more distant celestial bodies. Interestingly, SpaceX is also delving into laser communications. During the Polaris Dawn mission, their Dragon spacecraft used laser communications with Starlink satellites, enabling live, high-definition video streaming during a 1,400-kilometer flyby of Earth. This innovation even included a musical performance by SpaceX engineer Sarah Gillis, who played the violin from space to accompany an orchestra on Earth. As for the Psyche spacecraft, its laser transceiver will take a brief hiatus but is set to reactivate on November 4th for further functionality tests after a year in space. This ongoing mission, which aims to reach the metallic asteroid Psyche in 2029, not only tests our technological capabilities, but also offers the potential for groundbreaking scientific discoveries about planetary formation. In today's policy and industry segment, we're diving into a significant development from the United States Naval Research Laboratory, known as NRL. The Naval Center for Space Technology, in collaboration with the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, commonly referred to as DARPA, has achieved a milestone in the field of satellite servicing. They've completed the development of a spaceflight-qualified robotics suite designed to service satellites in orbit. This innovative project, funded by DARPA, is called the Robotic Servicing of Geosynchronous Satellites, or RSGS. The integrated robotic payload, developed by NRL, is now delivered to DARPA's commercial partner, Northrop Grumman's Space Logistics. It will be integrated with their spacecraft bus, known as the Mission Robotics Vehicle. Currently, satellites face considerable challenges due to the lack of in-orbit repair or upgrade options. To mitigate this, satellites often carry backup systems and excess fuel, which complicates missions. NRL's initiative aims to revolutionize this by enabling satellites to receive in-orbit upgrades, extending their operational life and reducing costs. The RSGS is engineered to safely and reliably repair and upgrade valuable commercial, civil, and national security satellites, some of which cost over $1 billion. This development could soon see robotic satellite mechanics enhancing satellites with new electronics, propulsion systems, and sensors. Glenn Henshaw, PhD, a senior scientist for robotics and autonomous systems at NRL, commented on the project, "The military regularly fixes aircraft, tanks, ships, and trucks that break. We upgrade aircraft and ships with the latest radars, computers, and engines. Satellites are the only expensive equipment we buy that we can't repair or upgrade once they're in the field, and this costs the taxpayer money." RSGS intends to change this situation. We intend to demonstrate that we can upgrade and repair these valuable assets using robots. In today's research segment, we're turning our attention to an exciting development in the field of artificial intelligence and robotics in space exploration. Recently, a major summit was hosted in Brisbane, Australia, bringing together leading experts, researchers, and industry professionals to discuss the future of AI and robotics in space. This summit, a significant gathering of minds, aimed to explore how AI and robotics can enhance our capabilities in space exploration. From autonomous spacecraft operations to robotic systems that can perform complex tasks in space, the discussions highlighted the potential of these technologies to revolutionize how we explore the cosmos. One of the key topics was the integration of AI in robotic systems, which can enable spacecraft to make independent decisions, navigate challenging environments, and conduct scientific experiments without direct human intervention. This autonomy is crucial for missions to distant planets and moons, where communication delays with Earth can hamper real-time decision-making. The summit also examined the role of robotics in maintaining and repairing spacecraft and satellites. With advancements in robotic technology, there is a growing potential for robots to perform tasks traditionally carried out by astronauts, such as maintenance and repairs, which could significantly reduce the risks and costs associated with human spaceflight. Moreover, the discussions at the summit emphasized the importance of international collaboration in advancing these technologies. As space exploration becomes increasingly global, sharing knowledge and resources will be pivotal in overcoming the technical and logistical challenges that lie ahead. In conclusion, the Brisbane Summit underscored the transformative potential of AI and robotics in space exploration. These technologies promise to expand our reach beyond Earth and open new frontiers for scientific discovery. As we look to the future, the integration of AI and robotics will undoubtedly play a central role in the next era of space exploration.